Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and I'd like you to accept this invitation to join me in the inner sanctum of my personal website, jpierce.co. If you go to that, you'll see my blog. In fact, you may even be listening to this because you're in my blog. But the inner sanctum is for subscribers. It's for those that choose, if you like, to support me, my family, and my work by subscribing to my inner sanctum. And obviously you are supporting me, but I also hope that I'm making it worth your while with some great content. So just to tell you first of all what's newly published this week. So every week in the inner sanctum, I publish three new podcasts, and also I write an essay basically on life, on what I'm up to in terms of reading, reading as well, but in terms of writing, teaching, speaking, traveling, as well as life at home with my family. That's the Lady Dow Diary. And I write an entry in the Lady Dow Diary, an essay, every week, so that people can keep an eye on me, if you like, and what I'm up to. Then, so that's the reading you get in the inner sanctum. Then there are three podcasts that I record each week. And one is Poem of the Week, which is normally Poems of the Week, because you know, each podcast is between 10 and 15 minutes, normally closer to 15 minutes. So, you know, with the reading of the essay, it's almost an hour of new content every week. So the Poem of the Week, unless it's a long poem, is normally several poems. So this week, to celebrate the wonderful feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin, which is coming up in a few days as I record this, we have a little today, this week, I've recorded a little Marian festival of poems. So I think five poems, three from the Middle Ages, and one from the 15th century, and one from Elizabethan times by Sir Robert Southwell. Two of the poems are actually specifically on the Assumption, including the poem by Sir Robert Southwell, and the other three are not specifically on the Assumption, but are poems in honour of the Blessed Virgin. So that's this week's Poem of the Week. But now we've had hundreds of poems over the weeks, and they're all available, of course, in the archives. So you have hours and hours and hours of good poetry to listen to me reciting and discussing. And then the other podcast, one of the other two podcasts I record each week, is the Revisiting Old Favourites podcast, where I do exactly that. I revisit old favourites, whereas the Poem of the Week is revisiting old favourite poems. Revisiting old favourites is revisiting old favourite prose. So we've had, for instance, I've read quite a number of essays by G.K. Chesterton and some by Belloc. I've read some of my own essays, I think from my book, Beauteous Truth. And for the last 56 weeks, until just a couple of weeks ago, we were on the path to Rome with Hilaire Belloc. So you have that if you join it in a sanctum. 56 weeks of 15-minute my reading and chuckling along with and discussing Hilaire Belloc's The Path to Rome, walking in the footsteps of Belloc all the way from France, over the Alps in Switzerland, into northern Italy, down through Italy, over the Apennines, to the Eternal City. So you can join us on pilgrimage to the Path to Rome. But currently, and the Revisiting Old Favourites, we've just begun. This is the second week of I'm reading my book, Merry England, A Journey Through the Shire, which basically recounts in sort of Chestertonian prose, because I think I was very influenced by Chesterton when I wrote these essays 20 or so years ago. It recounts a circular walk around England, beginning in East Anglia and ending in East Anglia and going up north and into the Midlands and down indeed to the south coast and London, etc. So for the next several weeks, we will be walking with my former self, well, my older self, in fact, my younger self, in olden times, around England. So as we revisit Merry England, A Journey Through the Shire, which is published by Tan Books. And then the third new podcast published this week is We have every week, Home is Where the Hearth Is. And this is where I talk about whatever I want to talk about, basically. And that's exactly what I've done over the weeks and months. So I have far too many things to list. But you name it, things that I'm interested in, I talk about. At present, I'm actually doing a little mini-series on Tolkien's philosophy of myth, using his famous essay and lecture on fairy stories as our backdrop. So plucking, you know, sentences from that, passages from that, and then I'm commenting upon them. So that's at the moment. It was part three of that mini-series, which is ongoing. I recorded this week. So please do consider supporting me, my work, and my family by becoming a subscriber, a member of the Inner Sanctum. And you can do that by visiting my website, jpearce.co, and checking it out. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks so much, should you be planning to do so, for joining the Inner Sanctum. God bless you.